Good morning. My name is Janice Dagan. Last week we studied Psalm 51, noting that as difficult as our sin is to talk about, it encompasses everyone, everywhere, and everything. Thankfully, we have a God that we can freely confess to, who freely forgives us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. This morning we are studying Psalm 150, which is the conclusion of the Psalter. It is an extravagant summons to praise, which seeks to mobilize all creation with a spontaneous and unreserved act of adoration, praise, gratitude, and awe. We will read the psalm responsively, where I will read the leader part and you will respond with the congregational cues on the screen. A reading of Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with song and song.
Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe.
Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Well, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Janice, thanks for that cue up. I have an extravagant psalm that we get to end our summer in the Psalms with, Psalm 150, a wonderful way to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord is also the word alleluia. And so when we say alleluia, we're also translating that to praise the Lord. So this, some of the translations say alleluia instead of praise the Lord. Amen also means may it be so, or this is true, which is also we're going to have as part of this psalm today, to just have this praise and proclamation, what Pastor Nate preached about last week, be on our lips, be in our hearts, be in our entire beings as we're sent out from this place today after adoring and praising our Lord. So here we are at the end of the summer of the Psalms. We're in the end of the book of Psalms, Psalm 150, and it has been a blessing. I hope it has been to you. We've gotten some feedback over the summer months that some weren't too excited about summer in the Psalms. Not a big Psalm fan, but I think we've even transformed that opinion. And some have been able to see now the value of the Psalms being just a small Bible, a place to go to find language. We have laughed together, we have cried together, we have shouted together, we have made our pleas together, we have asked for God's forgiveness together. The Psalms is everything that we need to be able to be creatures and followers of God. Over the summer months, we've sung the Psalms. They are heavily into music. Many artists try to translate the Psalms into song. We have repeated the psalm back and forth. We have had it in our opening litany. We have tried to have it be a part of our experience in a variety of different ways. And we've given you some homework to do, even in those summer in the Psalms half sheets, to try to have this be part of your daily life. But today we end with all the bells and whistles, all the stops pulled out, an extravagant praise to God, because as you heard last week from Pastor Nate, this is what we're created to do. Praise and proclamation. And so we end the psalm this way. This psalm tells us how, who, when, where, and why to praise God. It gives us all the information that we need. Where do we praise God? First of all, it says right away in Psalm 1, we praise God in God's sanctuary. Now, let's not mistake this for these four walls. This is a sanctuary. This is a place that we gather. But remember, in the Old Testament, there was a traveling temple. That meant that anywhere where God's people were, that was sanctuary. That was sacred time. And so now we have a place to come. But I hope that you don't only praise God here. I hope that you praise God everywhere. God's sanctuary is the entire universe. So if you're out fishing today, that is sanctuary. If you're out having a picnic today, that is sanctuary. Wherever God's people are and creation gathers with the trees, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, that is sanctuary. In fact, one of the songs that we teach in Sunday school is, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Our very beings, our very body, sanctuary. And so God says, wherever we are gathered, that is sanctuary. That is the place that we can praise God. Why do we praise God? Verse 2 tells us, because of God's wondrous deeds, surpassing greatness. God is worthy of our praise. God is praiseable for all the little things that we take for granted, like in that gratitude quote, for the colors of the birds, really? All the way to the many ways God blesses us. Even in the hard times that we talked about last week in Psalm 51, we're broken by sin. God still breaks through with a ray of hope for God's people and God's future. The crazy part of this psalm is how we get to worship God. In what ways do we worship God? And this psalm says we are all in, body, mind, spirit. Kind of hard for Lutherans to be all in every way. In our silence, in our speech, in our stillness, in our actions, God says all of it can be praise. When we praise God with our entire beings, sometimes our mouths and our bodies have to move, that we have to shake, that we have to stand and sit and clap. Sometimes that is all an example of praising God. Not always, but there are times for that. And we get to praise God with musical instruments. And there is a ton of them up there. So I need the kids to come down. If there are some kids here, I need some help this morning. Johnny, I have a special job for you. Can you come sit on this drum? This drum even has, let's read that together, Johnny.
All right.
Praise God with drums and dancing. Praise God with harps and flutes. This is Psalm 150. Okay, Johnny, I'm going to have you sit right on that.
Yep.
Girls, do you want to help today? Leah, can I get you to do one thing for me? Okay, just come down for one thing. You don't have to. Okay. So one, two. Leah, I'm going to have you be at the very end so you can do the last thing for me. One, two, three, four. Okay. Here we go. Good. One, two, three, four, five. I need six. Who's out there? Maddie, could you come help poor Pastor Janelle? Okay. I'll put Maddie right by Johnny. Okay. So there is going to be, we're going to sing a song, of course, pulling out all the stops on Psalm 150. This is called Trumpet Sounds, and we are just going to follow scripture and put this to song. Your role is to repeat after me in the song, but we're going to sing the chorus first. And at Bible camp, sometimes we say the words Alleluia, but I just want to stick to scripture here and see how easy it is to put scripture to song. We're going to sing, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. And we're going to sing that together, and we're going to clap, and Johnny's going to beat that drum when we clap. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just drum like God created you to drum. Yeah. All right? Okay. So I'll sing the chorus once, and then you sing it with me, okay? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. Okay, that's all we're going to do. So sing it with me. Ready? And praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. Okay, that's your part. And then you'll just repeat after me. And you just drum away, Johnny, because God has created you to drum. Okay? So, Maddie, you're going to be my trumpet. Okay, so when we praise the Lord with trumpet sounds, we'll just bring our trumpets out. And then we'll look at what Scripture tells us next. Then Emma, you're going to be the next instrument for me, and we'll go down the line. And Leah, I have just a really special, easy thing for you to help me with at the very end. Okay? Okay, so you drum away.
Yep.
You'll sing. Maybe I'll come out here so I can help these folks out here. Okay, so repeat after me. Okay. Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds. Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds. Trumpet sounds. Trumpets. I said, trumpet sounds. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! Okay, what's the next thing after, what's the next thing? Lute and harp. Let's play the flute. That's barely known. So flute and harp. Emma, can you help me with that? Flute and, we'll all do it. But you're just a visual reminder that I have to do this next, okay? So here we go. Praise the Lord with lute and harp. Praise the Lord with lute and harp. Lute and harp. Lute and harp. Lute and harp, lute and harp, trumpet sound, trumpet. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! Okay, what's the next? Tambourine and dance. So we're going to do a tambourine on our hip, and we're going to dance however you want to. Okay, you're my reminder of that. So let's practice once. Do you want to turn around? Timberland dance. Yeah? Let's try it. No, you know, I'll just do it. Praise the Lord with Timberland dance. Praise the Lord with Timberland dance. Timberland dance. Timberland dance. Timberland dance. Timberland dance. Flute and harp. Trumpet sound. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen, woo! What's next? Strings and pipe. I'm going to cheat here, and we're going to do a rocking guitar. Okay, because it's kind of a string, right? Or bass guitar, I suppose we could do. So we're going to do a rocking guitar, and we're just going to play guitar like this, okay? Should we do? Yeah! You got it, strings? Sounds extravagant. Huh? Loud. Yeah, John can do that. That's true. Okay, we'll do a rocking guitar. Praise the Lord with a rocking guitar. Praise the Lord with a rocking guitar. A rocking guitar. Rocking guitar. I said a rocking guitar. A Timberland dance. Flute and harp. A trumpet sound. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! Okay, what's next? Clashing cymbals. So we're just going to crash our cymbals. Okay, can you do that? Yeah? Okay. Praise the Lord with crashing cymbals. Praise the Lord. A loud crashing cymbals. I said crashing cymbals, a rocking guitar, Timberland dance, flute and harp, and trumpet sound. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen, woo! Okay, next thing is, what's the next verse, Wendy? All creation. So we're just going to go all creation. Okay, that's your cue, okay? Because we're going to praise God with all creation. John's got the drums. All of us creation going to sing, okay? So we can just put our arms out like this, all right? So praise the Lord with all creation. Praise the Lord. All creation. All creation. All creation. Clashing cymbals. A rocking guitar, Timberland dance, flute and harp, trumpet sound. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. We're gonna do it one more time. Praise the Lord with all creation, praise the Lord with all creation. Crashing cymbals, a rocking guitar, Timberland dance, lute and harp, and trumpet sound. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Woo! Awesome! Thank you, friends. You may be seated. Thank you. Okay, I need a coffee break. So Psalm 150 is over the top, intended to be completely outrageous, that we can set aside all that keeps us bound and we can freely be who God has created us to be. Drummers, rock and guitars, flute and harp, play God's instruments with our voices, with our bodies, with our very beings. We celebrate the grand finale of the Psalter today. However, even though we're at the end of the book, I hope it's a new beginning for you to dive deep into God's word, to use the Psalms as a voice when you have no voice, have the ability to praise and proclaim God through your deeds, through your words, through your songs, and through your being. Because God has given us breath. God has given us life. And God encourages us to praise and proclaim all that God does for us and for all creation. Praise the Lord. Amen.